Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Cologne, C-O-L-O-N. Jeffrey Cologne is a 57-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 3/31/22. But at that time, he was pulling a patient from a bed to the CAT scan table and noticed pain and swelling in the back of his left leg. Period. He did go to Community Medical Center emergency room and was found not to have a deep vein thrombosis. Period. Further evaluation led to a diagnosis of hamstring injury with bone detached as well as sciatic neuropathy. Period. He did experience bruising in the left hamstring the day after this event. Period. He also reports he had low back pain and found it hard to walk. Period. He completed his course of active treatment about 3 months ago. Period. In paragraph, as per the records provided, Mr. Cologne was seen at Atlantic Health System on... Scratch that. Mr. Cologne was seen on 4/1/22 at CMC emergency room, complaining of left pain and swelling. Period. He was pushing a patient when he had sudden onset of pain in the left hip that radiates to the left thigh. Pretty reported swelling in the posterior aspect of the thigh when he woke up. Pretty was concerned about a deep vein thrombosis and came to be evaluated. Period. He had been seen in the emergency room in the past week for an allergic reaction sustained from a new formulation of Valsartan. Period. He has been taking a new prescription for it. Period. He was worked up and there was no joint swelling or ecchymosis. Pretty did have mild left posterior thigh swelling. Period. He did undergo a venous Doppler ultrasound that showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis. Period. He was then treated and released on Flexeril and Lidoderm patch. Period. New paragraph on 4/13/22. He underwent an MRI of the left lower leg. Period. There was an acute, complete, retracted tear involving the left. Scratch that. I'm going to actually have you insert that from what I mark. Mr. Cologne was then seen at corporate care on 4/4/22, period. He was cleared to return to work in a sedentary capacity for a left groin strain. Period. He was advised to see his primary care physician or cardiologist. Period. He followed up here. Scratch that sentence. He was seen at Community Medical Center again on 4/18/22 by nurse practitioner T-O-R-M-O-L-L-A-N. Period. She noted the results of his MRI and that he had already been seen by orthopedics who placed him out of work until his next appointment with them on 4/29/22. Period. He was also started on Mobic and physical therapy. Period. He was advised not to use crutches as per his orthopedist. Period. He still had swelling and bruising to the posterior left thigh. Period. This physician assistant, I'm sorry, nurse practitioner, saw him again on 5/27/22, when she reiterated the findings from the earlier visit and noted he was referred for an EMG by the orthopedist. Period. He followed up with Community Medical Center concurrent with treatment by orthopedics through 7/1/22 period. He was cleared for light duty and was going to have additional physical therapy and pain control from orthopedics period. He had been at a picnic for his wife's job last weekend, and after walking, his leg swelled and he had increased pain in the leg period. He has been taking Lyrica, prescribed by orthopedics, but it was not helping his leg pain period. He was to follow up after the next orthopedic appointment on 7/15/22 period. New paragraph. Orthopedist Dr. Spagnuola, S-P-A-G-N-U-O-L-A, saw him on 4/15/22 period. He was ambulating with crutches and was able to weight bear as tolerated, but walking very slowly. There was swelling of the left leg and the upper thigh. He had ecchymosis in the thigh and some tenderness over the ischial tuberosity and proximal portion of the hamstrings. Period. He was referred for physical therapy for a diagnosis of left hamstring strain and closed displaced avulsion fracture of the left ischium. Period. He specifically reviewed a pelvic MRI that showed signs of instability. Period. It shows a tear with a retraction of the hamstring tendons of approximately 3 millimeters with a displaced avulsion fracture of the pelvis. Period. X-rays of the pelvis showed a small avulsion fracture. Period. They agreed to pursue conservative care. Period. EMG was done by Dr. Markowitz on 6/16/22 to be inserted. Period. Dr. Spagnuola reviewed these results with him on 6/24/22 and wanted him to continue therapy. Period. He thought the irritation of the sciatic nerve was more likely coming from the injury site rather than the lumbar spine. Period. He started Mr. Cologne on Lyrica. Period. At the last documented visit with Dr. Spagnuola on 6/29/22, he made some other comments relative to his observed activities on the weekend that will be inserted here as marked. Period. New paragraph on 9/6. Scratch that. Prior records show on 9/6. He also was seen on 4/15/22 by Dr. MEHTA for an initial office visit. Period. He had a history of gastric bypass, comma, primary hypertension, comma, hamstring injury, comma, chronic gout without tophus, comma, frequent urination, comma, and bladder wall thickening. Period. We're going to pursue treatment of these unrelated medical problems. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show he was seen by Dr. Bridge Jackson on 9/16/17, complaining of right arm and wrist being swollen and painful and red due to being handcuffed on 9/6/17. Period. He did not take his blood pressure medications on this occasion. Period. He was diagnosed with contusion of the right wrist and hypertension, for which he was started on hydrochlorothiazide and given an updated tetanus booster. Period. X-rays of the right hand and wrist were performed. Period. On 9/16/19, he was seen at Urgent Care Center in Galloway, complaining of cough, comma, ribs hurting from cough, comma, hurts to take deep breath, times 4 days, and possible exposure to tuberculosis at work. Period. He did not take his blood pressure medication on this day either. Period. He was diagnosed with bronchitis and exposure to tuberculosis. Period. He had an endoscopy on 5/4/22, an upper GI endoscopy on 5/4/22. Scratch that. Now put that in. He did have an upper endoscopy on 5/4/22 for acute post-traumatic anemia. Period. Chest x-rays on 9/16/19 showed no acute pulmonary disease. Period. In paragraph on 9/12/22, he underwent a functional capacity evaluation in which he demonstrated the ability to perform 100% of the physical demands of his job as a CT technologist. Period. Consistency of effort results indicated he put forth full effort. Period. On 9/16/22, he returned to Dr. Spagnuolo. Almost 6 months since the injury. Period. He still has some discomfort in his hip, but no other complaints today. Grid exam found significantly decreased tenderness over the ischial tuberosity. Period. The swelling had resolved, and there was no ecchymosis. Period. He referenced the results of the FCE and allowed him to continue working in a full-duty capacity. Period. On 9/19/22, he was seen by Dr. Taylor, who reviewed his course of treatment, but did not schedule any follow-up. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records also show on 2/18/16, he was seen at Atlantic Health System for an annual, scratch that, for annual medical exam. Period. He underwent corresponding diagnostics and was on Colchris, comma, bistolic, comma, Divan HCT, and cyanocobalamin injection. Period. As per an ISO claims search, he filed a workers' compensation claim relative to strain of the right fingers on 10/4/19. Period. Physical exam. Abdomen normal, groin normal, extremities lower, pinprick sensation was increased overlying the left anterior shin, but was otherwise normal. Period. He had superficial tenderness to palpation about the left buttocks crease going down to the ankle and foot. Period. He also had superficial pain to palpation at the anterior aspect of the left shin's distal aspect. Period. Hips and pelvis. Faber's maneuvers elicited low back tenderness bilaterally. Feet and ankles. He had a markedly positive tenellus maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He ambulated with an antalgic gait on the left, but did not use a handheld assistive device. Period. He was able to stand on his heels and toes. Period, he changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat and rise. Period, he actively flexed to 70 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period, he did sit comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion. Period, the rest of that is normal. He did show this evaluator pictures on his phone of a large hematoma of his hamstring. Period. Impressions. On 3/31/22, Jeffrey Cologne was maneuvering a patient from a wheelchair to an x-ray table since he worked in radiography. Period. He had some symptoms in his left leg, which increased by the following day. Period. He was seen at the emergency room on 4/1/22 when ultrasound was negative for deep vein thrombosis. Period. He underwent an MRI of the left lower leg on 4/13/22 to insert here. Period. The paragraph, he also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Spagnuolo, who treated him conservatively with medications and physical therapy. Period. He did undergo an EMG to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Spagnuolo through 9/16/22 when he was asymptomatic and had an entirely normal clinical exam. Period. New paragraph. However, upon presentation here, he demonstrates several subjective findings that contradict his absence of same when last seen by Dr. Spagnuolo. Period. These included antalgia on the left, comma, superficial tenderness about the left lower extremity, comma, increased pinprick sensation on the left shin, and a markedly positive Tinel sign at the left foot. Period. He has been able to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. His current hobbies include walking on the beach and boardwalk, as well as dancing. Period. There is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg or pelvis. Period. End.